You're listening to the award-winning Champions of Care, brought to you by Oakwood Healthcare on News Talk 760 WJR. Oakwood, we specialize in you. Once again, here's your host, Lloyd Jackson.
An estimated 500,000 Americans suffer from primary immune deficiency, a condition that impacts the body's ability to fight off infections. Dr. Stephen Strick is an allergy and immunology specialist. He joins us with one of his patients, George, to discuss the warning signs and who's at risk. Dr. Strick and George, welcome to the Champions of Care.
Thank you very much for bringing me back on the air, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Strick, let me start with you. What is primary immune deficiency and how does it affect the immune system?
Well, primary immune deficiency is a group of over 200 different genetic defects in our immune system. Many of them are well established and we understand what's happening. The others have yet to be fully discovered, but we do know they're all genetic in nature.
So what causes someone to develop primary immune deficiency?
We're born with these genetic defects. Some of these problems cause damage to our immune cells, and they can show up in infants right away, almost from the minute we're born. Others are more mild in nature, or they can take decades to start to show up. So we won't see the patient present with illness or infection till they're in their 40s or their 50s.
Now, are there different types, Dr. Strick?
Yes, there are. Our immune system has many different parts. Some, when we're born, are fully functional, and we call that part of your immune system the innate immune system, and it's ready to go from birth. Others, it learns as we get sick. Our immune system communicates cell to cell. For instance, our innate immune system teaches cells to respond quicker and better, and that's called our memory immune system, and those are T and B cells.
What are some of the warning signs, Dr. Strick, that someone may have primary immune deficiency?
Well, the number one problem patients present with is infection, and when you speak with patients, the most common immune problem amongst primary immune deficiency that causes illness is called common variable immune deficiency. It's a problem making antibodies. Patients will start to develop respiratory and airway infection. For example, frequent ear infections, pneumonias, sinusitis, bronchitis, meningitis. If you don't pick it up quickly, they end up with lung damage. If the infection spreads through their bloodstream, they can end up with shock, and it can be fatal.
George, I want to bring you into the conversation here on the Champions of Care. Can you introduce yourself to the listeners? Where do you live, and what do you do for a living?
I live in Plymouth, Michigan, and I work as the pastor of two Episcopal churches, one in Wyandotte and one in Southgate.
Talk about, George, if you can, your health before you saw Dr. Strick. What was going on?
I was having problems with recurrent infections. I was having 4 to 6 sinus and bronchitis infections a year. I was having problems with asthma. I would have skin issues, ear infections. But what concerned me most before I saw Dr. Strick was that I had had pneumonia multiple times with a very short frequency between them. And the last pneumonia was very severe.
Well, at what point did you become a patient of Dr. Strick, and what happened? What did you find out?
What happened was my family physician knew that there was something serious, and he had done enough research. He sent me to Dr. Strick's office. And when I went in to see Dr. Strick, Dr. Strick sat me down. He sat me with my file, and he said, I can tell you what's going on. I can see a lot of things, but let's confirm everything. Let's test. And while he was doing the testing, he also gave me a lot of information to read and pointed me to a lot of internet sites to study up on what some of the causes of my illnesses were.
So what were the treatment options that he recommended?
The treatment option Dr. Strick recommended to me was Hizentra treatment. Hizentra is an antibody cocktail, Dr. Strick can explain it better, that I take every week, and it replaces within me the antibodies from other people. It is actually a blood product. And with their antibodies, I'm able to live a very normal life.
Dr. Strake, how common is it for someone like George to have this and it goes undiagnosed?
Well, in the 1980s and 1990s, somebody who had the very condition that Mr. Davinich has, the common variable immune deficiency, would take an average of 9 years to diagnose it.
Wow.
And because it took so long, one of those websites that George was talking about is called the Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Modell, M-O-D-E-L, Foundation. Jeffrey Modell Foundation ran an educational campaign. And so we did our best to educate people. We're better at it, but it still takes about 3 years to have the patient recognized as having a problem and get diagnosed, usually because nobody thinks to send them to an allergy immunology specialist who deals with primary immune deficiency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Speaking with Dr. Stephen Strick, who is an allergy and immunology specialist, he is joined by George Davinich, one of his patients. We're talking about primary immune deficiency this morning on the Champions of Care. Dr. Strick, if it's genetic, how early can warning signs appear, and what signs should you look for in a child?
In a child, if we have infants who are failing to grow or have chronic diarrhea, these are two key things that can present within the first month of life. And if we know a family already has a genetic defect, you can screen the baby before it's even born and be aware of the immune problem while the mom is still carrying the child. Any child that has frequent pneumonias, more than 6 ear infections in a given year, sinusitis, who has unusual infections or needs to have IV antibiotics for illness, they need to be referred to allergy immunology specialists.
So, Dr. Strick, do people with primary immune deficiency, do they still have to take additional precautions even if they're under treatment?
Yes, they do. Let's say I have diagnosed somebody appropriately, and I'm going to go ahead and replace the missing antibody with the medicines that George mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Hizentra is one. Gamma Guard is the other. We either give it IV or subcutaneously. It can be done at home, and that's what I like to do. But even on treatment, when we prevent serious infection, people with these conditions can still have autoimmune disease like low platelets or low red blood cells, and we have to watch that. And also, we have to watch out for certain cancers that are more common. So the patient still has to come in every 6 to 12 months and be checked very carefully.
How serious is primary immune deficiency if it's left untreated, Dr. Strick?
Some of the ones that children can present with, if you don't catch it, and the child is out in the community, it will 100% be fatal within the first year of life, maybe by the second year of life. Others, like common variable immune deficiency, can cause the patient to suffer multiple pneumonias, sinus infections, and eventually lung damage can be fatal, or they can end up having meningitis, and it can be fatal. So some are very fast. Some can take a decade or more before the patient can succumb.
What should someone do, Dr. Strick, if they think, based on the description, that they may have primary immune deficiency?
Well, if somebody has too many bacterial infections, for instance, a pneumonia, bacteria, an abnormal chest X-ray, 2 years in a row, or bad sinus infections where they frequently need antibiotic or surgery, for instance, by the ENT to clean up the sinuses,
mm-hmm.
or they're just plain worried, it's fairly simple. They ask their regular doctor to make sure that all their regular killed immunizations are up to date, and then they come on in and see an allergy immunology doc. We'll do a couple screening tests. We can teach the regular doctors to start the screening process themselves. So when they come to our offices, they're already have a leg up.
You know, and I talked about in the intro, you got an estimated 500,000 Americans that are suffering from primary immune deficiency. Do you see this growing, or are we going to reduce that?
Well, we're better at recognizing people have these problems. In the long scope of things, when the patients are appropriately treated with, let's say, common variable immune deficiency, they can have a full productive life, a completely normal life, and then they go on to have their own children. And I mean, if people with immune problems have more and more children, then the frequency of the disease is going to go up, because in the 60s and 70s, these patients didn't live to reproduce.
Right. George, how are you feeling today?
I feel the best I have felt in my 61 years. I lived 57 years in desperation, going between antibiotics, doctor's offices, and emergency rooms. And since going on treatment, I have never felt this good.
What would you say to Dr. Strick and also people who may be listening who have some of the same issues?
To Dr. Strick, I would say thank you for being a very astute and excellent diagnostician. You picked up on my illness when many other doctors treated the symptoms but not the illness. To the people like me that have this, don't wait. Don't wait. You don't have to suffer. You can feel better. You can extend your life. Just seek treatment with the right doctor.
George, it was a pleasure to speak with you, and we wish you continued good health.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Stephen Strick is an allergy and immunology specialist with offices in Canton. Dr. Strick, thank you for coming back on, sharing your expertise here on the Champions of Care.
You're very welcome, Lloyd Jackson. Thank you, too.
If you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Strick or more information, please call 800-543-WELL, or you can visit his physician profile at www.oakwood.org. This is the Champions of Care on News Talk 760 WJR.